Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Samach. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, on the ninth line with the words Me'achshav v'la'achas shloshim yoyim. Me'achshav v'la'achas shloshim yoyim, Rabbi Abba'o b'shem Rabbi Yochan, afilu kiddushin mea, tosin ba. Rabbi Abba'o, quoting Rabbi Yochan, said that if a person said that he wants to be Mekadosher from now, after 30 days, even if 100 men would be Mekadosher with the same wording during that time, she is Mekudeshes to all of them. Rabbi Blaza said the Mishnah is teaching that even if the second one was Mekadosher without condition, and the Mishnah does not need to teach Rabbi Blaza's case when the second man also betrothed on condition, as it's certainly a case of Safek Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlai by Kolmi Belaza Manashach Mashikana bar Harishoin Kana Vashah Hasheni bar Regeimer. The question Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlai asked Rabbi Blaza is: either way, the first one acquired a certain part of her, and the second one comes and completes the rest. So what does he leave over for the other men that would come? Amalei, Rabbi Blaza answered him: V'chiyesh Nafshach Barayus Ma'ol Kadoin Kol Isha Sheina Kenuya LaAdam Echad Afilu Kedushin Mea Toisin Ba. Is there an either way means logic in a case of Arayus? If a woman is not acquired specifically to a certain man, she can be acquired even to 100 men. Chad Talmid bar Kami Rabbi Zera, Nosana b'shachris amanas l'garsha bin arbayim. The question is, and this is a question was asked by a student to Rabbi Zera, if during those 30 days the second man was Mekadosha in the morning, on condition to divorce her in the afternoon, if the first man then died or divorced her, is she also to the second one because of the issue of taking back one's ex-wife? Chad Dayasava Meima Kol Shehu Kaine. A certain convert wanted to answer, because the second one did make some type of a kinyan on her, after which the first one's kedushin was still in existence, the issa applies for her to return to him after the first one dies or divorces. Amar Zeru Zeru objected this, because he said Kol Shloshim Yoyim Kaine Ve'ina Kaine La'ach Shloshim Kaine Kinyan Gomo. Avnim Hoisef Va'asheni Kinyan Gomo Koyane Aleh La'yuchol Baila Rishon Ashishocha La'shiv L'tachta. Until after 30 days, the first one's kedushin is not a complete acquisition. But if the second one's kedushin was complete without the condition to divorce in the afternoon, there will be an issa to return to him. Hayu shneim klihanim, shneim achim, shneim asurim. If they were both klihanim, or both brothers, both would be asur to her. Hayu shloisha achim, the kedusha shneim, mehen, umesu, hadahi, detani, rabbi chia. If there were three brothers and two of them were mekadosha, as we said earlier, and they both died, the law follows the brisa of Rabbi Chiya, which says, Eishus meis echa misyavemes v'loi eishus shnei meisim. The brisa says, a wife that fell from one dead person does yibum, but if she fell from two dead people, she cannot do yibum. And the Gemara asks, Hayu shnei achim mekitshua, shneihem umeis echa mehem, hasheni mao shei mutaba. If there were two brothers who both were Mekadisha, and one of them died, is the second one permitted to her? Manashach, Mashakana ba kana, Vasha nafalai me eith achiv. The answer is that the second one is permitted to her because the part that he acquired himself he has anyway, and the other part is permitted through her falling to him in Yibum. Rabbi Yudan ben Pazi disagrees, he ama asaba, he said no, she's prohibited to him. Am Rabbi Yosi, Tamad Rabbi Yudan ben Pazi, kol Yavama she'ein kula lifnim sadakono sheba nidoy mishim erva ve'erva poteres sarasa. Rabbi Yosi comes to explain that Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi's reasoning is that any Yavama that's not fully acquired to the Yavam, her part that's not acquired is considered like an Erva, and the permitted part is like a co-wife in an Erva that becomes exempt from Yibum. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Yeros Amar Rabbi Yudah ben Bar Pazi, Klum Nafaloi Loi Machmas Achiv, La'achiv Hi Asura Loi Hi Muteres. Rabbi Chanina says that Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi is correct. She fell to him because of his brother, but if she was prohibited to his brother during his life, so how can she become Mutter to him? Now the Mishnah ruled, Bas Koyen liYisrael lo teichel b'truma. If she is the daughter of a Koyen betrothed to a Yisrael, she may not eat truma. L'chein tzricha she'afilu ha'sheni Koyen. The Mishnah is teaching that even if the second one was a Koyen and she's the daughter of a Koyen, she still may not eat truma because the marriage of the first man, who is a Yisrael, disqualifies her from eating truma. So we now get to the second Mishnah of this perek. Ha'oimel le'isha ha'oi mukudeshes li amanash yatein lech mosayim zuz, ha'oi ze mukudeshes v'hu yatein. If a person said to a woman, behold, you are mukudeshes to me on condition that I will give you 200 zuz, she is mukudeshes and you have to give it to her. Amanash yatein lech mikan v'al shloshim yoyim, nosan la'baseich shloshim yoyim mukudeshes, v'im lav eina mukudeshes. If it's on condition that I will give you 200 zuz in the next 30 days, then if he gave her in that time, she is mukudeshes. If not, she is not mukudeshes. Amanas sheyesh li mosayim zuz, hari ze mekadeshes v'yesh loy. If he says on condition that I have 200 zuz, she's mekadeshes if he has it. Amanas sheyeich mosayim zuz mekadeshes v'yuena. V'mehera al shulchanoi eina mekadeshes. If he said on condition I will show you 200 zuz, she's mekadeshes and he has to show her. But if he showed her someone else's money on his table, she is not mekadeshes. And the Gemara says, Taman Tanina, we learned there in a Mishnah, which is in Maseches Gittin, Hareze Giteich Amanas Shetitni Li Mosayim Zuz, Hareze Mugureshes Vetita. And if he said to her, this is your get on condition you give me 200 Zuz, she's Mugureshes, and she has to give it. Lo Espike Letain Adjameis, what if he died before she managed to pay him? Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Noisnim La Aviv O La Achiv Vehi Petura Min HaChalitza Min HaYibim. Rav Shimon Gamliel answered that she can pay his father or his brother and thereby become exempt from Chalitza and from Yibim because she's considered a divorcee rather than a widow. After Kiddushin Cain, and it's the same thing when it comes to Kiddushin. Ha'eimer le'isha ha'reit mukudeshes li amanas she'etein leich mosayim zuz, Rav Shimon Gamliel Aviv O Achiv Noisnim La Vehi Zekuka LeChalitza O LeYibim. If a person said to a woman, behold, you are mukudeshes to me on condition that I will give you 200 zuz, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, his father or brother can pay her, and she will then require chalitza or yibim if he died, because she's considered to be a widow, an almana. Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, seda ha-simfoin kachu. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the text of a simfoin, which is an engagement agreement, is as follows. Ana palan bar palan, mekadish lech anas, Palanis baras palan, amanas litain lech, mikamas palan, mechnasinech, leyoim palan, vein as yoim palan, vlekinastich, lehaven li klum. He says as follows, I, Pliny, son of Pliny, am a kadesh you, Plinius, daughter of Pliny, on condition that I will give you the sum of money as written, and I will perform with you nisuin on a certain day. If that day comes and I didn't perform nisuin with you, I have no claim against you, and the kedushin is annulled. Ira la'oynes, if an accident occurred and he was not able to come and perform nisuin, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Oynse Kamandale Ovad, Rabbi Yochanan says he did not keep the condition and she is not married. Rabbi Shimon Lokish Omar Oynse Kamanda Ovad, Rabbi Shimon Lokish says no, since it was accidental, it's as if he kept the condition and she remains married to him. Al daite Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, heichzach lemeevad, din asa yoim plan v'lei havesi kunseli, lo yehei aleich klum. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, how would he write a simfoin that would reject any claim that he had of accident? If it would say, if on a certain day, that day comes, you do not wish to perform nisuin with me, then the kiddushin is annulled. Therefore, as long as she refuses when he cannot come, they are not married. Yochanan, Damech Pake Levansei, they have an Abdin Kushim ben Lokish, Ama, Shema Yamad based in Achev, Yizbuk, the Kavasei, Venimsu, Bonov, Baim Lede Mamzerus. When Yochanan was dying, he ordered his daughters to follow the ruling of Shim ben Lokish. He explained that perhaps a basin would arise that would follow the rulings of Shim ben Lokish, and it would cause their children to be considered Mamzerim if they followed the ruling of their father, in this case, to marry without a get. Higiazman, Hu oimer nasati v'hi oimer slo natalti. If the time agreed for nisuin came, and he claimed that he fulfilled his condition by giving the money, and she denied it, amub avun mikivan shu mevakesh lahoitzi simfoin miyadak ha'isha alav lahaviraya. Ravun ruled that because he wishes to extract and cancel the simfoin that's in her hands, he has to bring proof to his claim. And the Gemara asks the question, if there was a verbal agreement rather than a written document, who would be believed? And Rabbi Yossi Mekivanchi Mevakish Lo'isalov Sach Lavi Raya Shekonse Atzman Beseich Simfoin. Rabbi Yossi explains, because he wishes to asser her on others because he claims that he fulfilled the condition that she's married to him, he has to prove it, otherwise she's believed and they are not married. Asa Uvdakomi Rabbi Abu, such a case where he performed the suum with her within the time and claimed that he paid her, came before Rabbi Abu. Amarle Zilhav, Rabbi Abu told him he's not believed and he has to pay her. Amale Rebbe Ishole Kenisi Vad Amali Ezilhav, the husband said, Rebbe, if you don't believe that I paid her, I didn't acquire her in marriage, so why are you telling me to pay her? Amma Rabbi Abo Miyamai Loi Sochak Bi Adam Ela Ze. Rabbi Abo said, in all of my life, no one other than this man ever got the better of me. Chazava Amma In Chazabi Yitain Im I Hi Chazeres Ba Titain. Rabbi Abo said, if he tried to retract, he has to still pay her, and if she tries to retract, she must pay him according to the condition. Vole Adahi Kadmaisa. The Gemara asked, did Rabbi Abo not agree with the man's claim and retract his original ruling? But here he seems to be reinstating his ruling. If so, we can't learn anything from Rabbi Abo's case. Chazva, so Masa based in. The answer is he realized he had mistakenly agreed with the man, and ultimately he reinstated his original ruling and made an official ruling of Basedin. Seder Simpoin Kachu. Eid Echad, Mishel Chosan, Veid Echad, Mishel Kala, Ushneim Boyurim Lahen, Oid Echad, Kadesh Uloi, Shnei Edim Leze, Vishnei Edim Leze. The order of Simpoin is one witness is brought by the groom, one is brought by the bride, and they both choose a third witness, so there will be two witnesses representing each side. Hadadat Amma Bashain Shneim Moidim, Avadim Hayu, Shneim Moidim, Shneim Yechorim La'akor Kiddushin. This din above that we said, they have to bring proof, applies only when they disagree with each other as to whether it was given or not. But if they both agree that the condition was not fulfilled because the money was not given, they are both able to uproot the marriage. Kadahu oime balti vehi oime esnoine balti afishachazav amaroi balti lehakom imenu shekva oma mishar vishoina balti. And we bring a proof case of a Yavam and a Yavama who lived together for 30 days. If the Yavam said that they had had relations, meaning they performed Yibum, and she denied it, even if he later retracted and admitted that they did not have relations, his new claim is not accepted and they are assumed to be married. But if he had said originally that they had not had relations, both are able to dispel the assumption that they had had relations and they are still able to perform Chalitza. Eid Echad Mishel Chosem, Veid Echad Mishel Kala, La Chosem Chosem B'Ksav Yodoi. If one witness was brought by the groom, and one was brought by the bride, and the groom signed on the document. We have Bo Amma Simfoin. Rabbi Yo says that is a good Simfoin. We have Abba Amma Kiddushin, and the Oime Lo Amma Dubiris a Simfoin, El Asava, Shu Mate Ba'achoisa. Rabbi Abba says, no, it's a Kiddushin without a valid Simfoin, because I say that he's only wrote a Simfoin because he thought that he might wish to marry the Kala's sister in the future, and he wanted to have a way of avoiding fulfilling the conditions of this marriage, thereby annulling it. A Simfoin has to be made with the agreement of both parties. What would happen if he agreed to a Simfoin, but she agreed only to a regular Kiddushin? V'chanina amma simfoin. V'chagai b'shem Rabbi Zeira amma kiddushin v'habe v'chanina matches keilav kabel Rabbi Chagai. V'chanina said it's a valid simfoin, and V'chagai, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said it's only a regular kiddushin. V'chanina was defending his opinion against V'chagai by saying that if a husband did not intend it as a kiddushin, why would it not be a valid simfoin? Amri Rabbi Pilar said to V'chanina, kabel Chagai de Chagai inchi sevuruhu, prove to Rav Chagai your opinion, and he will certainly accept it because he's a logical, honest person. Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi Hila died in Adar Rishon. Ba'ada Tinyana Asa Uvdu Kaimi Rabbi Chananya Chavrihoin Durabonon Uvo Mi'abad Ka'adar Rabbi Chagai. And in Adar Sheni, such a case came before Rabbi Chanina, and he wanted a rule like Rabbi Chagai. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Imi. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Imi said to Rabbi Zeira, I don't agree with Hila, who said that Rechagai should accept the view of Rechanina, because Rechagai has a Mishnah to support him. That Rechagai has a Mishnah in Perek Gimel, in Mishnah Yud. Kidashtani, v'hu oimelei kidashtich, hu mota b'kroi v'seha, v'yasur b'kroi v'av. The Mishnah says, if she said, you betrothed me, and he denied it, he's permitted to her relatives, and she's prohibited to his relatives, meaning each person has to follow their claim. Heisiv Rabuki asked the question, Kami Rabbi Mana, Vim af besimfoin kain, is it the same in the case of a simfoin that it's permitted, he's permitted to her relatives, or is a simfoin a doubtful condition since he might forgive the condition? Amalei, so Rabbi Mana said to Rabuki, Leith Simfoin Sofek Elahu Simfoin Oikidushin. A Simfoin is not a doubt. If he fulfills the condition, it's valid. Otherwise, they are not betrothed at all. Kiddush Vesech Simfoin Hoi Elu Kiddushin Gemurin. If he betrothed her without conditions during the time of her Simfoin, it's a full Kiddushin. Girish Talmudai Rabbi Yonah Amrin Nogoba Girishin. If he divorced her, then the Talmudim of Rabbi Yonah said, if he divorced her during the time of the Simfoin, they said that we have to be concerned that she might be divorced and she cannot marry a Kayin nor any of her husband's relatives. Rabbi Yonah Amar Lo Nogoba Girishin. Rabbi Yonah himself said, though, there's no concern here that she is divorced. Kadamach Rabbi Yonah Avdun Talmudai de Kavasei. After Rabbi Yonah died, his students followed his ruling. Amrin la'achashloishim yotis v'leiget v'at amanogubah gerushin elonogubah gerushin. They said that after 30 days, if he did not fulfill the condition of the simfoin, she would anyway leave without a get. So how could one say in this case that she might be considered divorced? If he died during the time of the Simfoin, Rehabo said she may marry immediately. Rabbi Abba said she cannot marry until after the time of the Simfoin. Rabbi Mana asked the house of Yosef's father as follows: how did Rabbi Yosef rule in this case? Amalei kadoiz man meruba hava amatelech v'tinasim miyad kadoiz man memuot hu ama mabakach v'tamtin. The answer is, if there was going to be a long wait, he told her she could marry immediately. If it was only going to be a short wait, then he told her she should wait because it would not be hard to do so. Sheliach dvorim b'seich simfoin v'mana oimer simfoin v'abba ama kiddushin. If he sent a verbal annulment of the simfoin, v'mana says it's still a valid simfoin, but v'abba says no, it becomes a regular kiddushin. And the Rabbanan was stringent, even according to Rabbanan, to require a new Kiddushin.